Claire, we've seen a lot of these protests organized by young people. The one you went to in Freedom Park earlier in the day was organized by two teenagers. Tell us about them.
So this protest was organized by two Myers Park High School alumni. Their names are Cameron Parker and Caden Knight. They're 18 and 19 years old. They also organized a protest on Wednesday in Myers Park and South Park. I talked with both of them, and Parker said they decided to host their protests, both this one on Saturday night and Wednesdays, in areas that he says aren't hearing the voices of people of color. So he says the Myers Park area is an affluent community that he says might ignore these protests. The two have also started an Instagram account called Charlotte Liberation Party, and that account is designed to help young people and others access information.
As you talk with these young protesters, are they referencing 4 years ago when another police shooting sent protesters into the streets of Charlotte?
Yeah, it's interesting. Most of the people I talked to, that incident really hasn't come up. I would say that these protests really seem to be about what's happening right now, and not just about George Floyd, but also about Breonna Taylor and other police killings. So it seems to be much more focused on what's happening now than what happened 4 years ago.
And it seems like if you're talking to protesters who are 18 and 19 years old, they would have been 14 and 15.
Right, exactly. And when I talked to Cameron Parker, who organized that Freedom Park protest, he said, yeah, he wasn't really involved 4 years ago.
You also went to a protest in Uptown, and you've covered four of these protests this week. What have you noticed?
Yeah, so over the past week, I've really seen these evolve. So they originally were a seemingly disorganized group outside the police department headquarters to a really well thought out march and protest. So what I think is interesting is the marching group is kind of a mini ecosystem. So there are protesters who hand out water and food, snacks, things like that to people marching. And then there are people who are on rollerblades carrying big black garbage bags to collect the trash, so the group doesn't have to stop to throw things away. And there's also this group of at least two dozen bikers. So some of those bikers pedal ahead of the group to block off the intersections so protesters can walk through. And then others bring up the rear to kind of keep the group together. I talked to one protester who said he came up with the system. And the idea is to keep police officers from directing the protests, since the protests are against the police. So they're using these bikers to sort of direct and marshal the protesters.
Earlier in the day, there was a memorial service for George Floyd in Rayford, North Carolina, where about 10,000 people attended. Did that service affect the mood of the protesters that you talked with?
Yeah, definitely. So I talked to one organizer who said he wanted to keep tonight's protest peaceful in honor of George Floyd. And a lot of protesters were refraining from using curse words during the chants. So, and instead of chanting things that are negative directed at police officers, they were chanting George Floyd's name or Breonna Taylor's name or No Justice, No Peace or Black Lives Matter. So more positive, I guess you could say, focused chants.
Claire Donnelly, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.